From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Major League Soccer's 10th season is now underway here in the U.S. Many Americans never thought the sport would attract enough support to reach that milestone. One sign of how the league has evolved is that it's attracted the investment of a foreign club. A new team in Los Angeles is a direct offshoot of a popular team in Mexico. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us, as he does most Fridays. And before we do our periodic deconstruction of soccer in the U.S., the fact that this league has survived for a decade surely says something.
I think it does. The old North American Soccer League did last longer, from 1968 to 1984, but it was rarely stable. Major League Soccer has lost upwards of $200 million, but it's got a core of extremely wealthy investors who are committed to making this work over the long term. The league has had its ups and downs in attendance, marketing, franchise location, but overall it's pretty well run and its goals are pretty modest and pragmatic.
What's the league done right?
Well, it hasn't spent lavishly to bring in famous foreign players, which was the cause of the old league's demise. Some cities, Washington, Los Angeles, Chicago, have very solid fan bases, and very, very important, the league is making steady progress toward building soccer-specific stadiums with around 20,000 seats, modestly sized. It's also created a marketing arm that has done things like buy rights to the World Cup telecasts in the United States and rights to the Mexican national team here in the U.S.
But TV ratings are still pretty low.
Tiny, but arguably not relevant. Unlike hockey, for instance, Major League Soccer's model isn't predicated on getting a big score from TV rights. I think you might see the league look for a new model, maybe starting a soccer-only channel that would tap into its core audience.
Let's talk about the new team. It's called Chivas USA, and its owner also controls one of the most popular teams in Mexico.
Yes, his name is Jorge Vergara, and the very popular Mexican team that he owns is called Chivas of Guadalajara. MLS approached him a couple of years ago, and the result was Chivas USA, which is Mexican not only in name and ownership. Almost all of the players on the team are Mexican, Mexican-American, or Hispanic.
The league clearly now going after Hispanic fans. You would think that this would have always been a core audience.
Well, it is, as much as 50%. But the league initially was very conflicted. Do you target the white suburban soccer families who are taking their kids to practices and games all week, or do you go after the hardcore fans, many of whom, of course, are Hispanic? And many of the decisions in the early years by league owners tended toward the suburban audience. Now the league is recognizing that that didn't work and that its future success depends on the Hispanic market, and you can get a sense of how distinct the two markets really are. Chivas USA is based in Los Angeles, and it's sharing a new soccer-only stadium there with an established MLS team, the Los Angeles Galaxy.
As always, a key for growth of U.S. soccer is qualifying for the World Cup, which is next year in Germany. How's that going?
Well, it's going pretty well for the U.S. They're in the last round of qualifying right now. Six teams in the region. The top three will make it to Germany. Each team is going to play each other twice over the course of the next year. The U.S. is off to a pretty good start. They've won two games and they've lost one. But the loss further helps explain everything we've just talked about Major League Soccer. It was to Mexico, 2-1, in front of 110,000 fans in Mexico City, where the U.S. hasn't won a game in 68 years. So on the one hand, Mexico's become a source for pro success here in the U.S., but at the same time, a very, very bitter rival on the field.
Thanks, Stefan. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers sports and the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal.